Last year, I lost my boy, and I thank God for giving me strength to go on, because David had already started preaching about speaking about knife crime. So when I lost David, I said, I'm not going to give up. I'm going to continue from where David have started already. I'm going to continue doing it. I'm going to continue working with my community, working with whole nation, fighting against knife crime. Knife crime is destroying family, is destroying the whole community. We need to come together, to join hands together, to fight this battle together. Fight against knife crime, against gun crime, against drug, gang in our community. We have to work very hard to eradicate all this. It's not something that really good. 14 years old boy coming to this park just to come and play with his friend. 20 seconds, he ran out of this park. That was the end of his life. Does he have to go that way? So we have a long way to go. We have to start and do it together. Together we'll be one. In Jesus' name. Amen. We will conquer this by God's grace. No any of our children will go to grave again. No one will go to jail.
Amen.
We have to do it together. Thank you everyone for supporting me in this. I thank you from my box. I thank you very much. All my manager, you are here. Thank you very, very much for your support. And my neighbors, the TRA, Taba Garden Tenant Association, I thank you very much. I thank Edlin. Lee has been with me. She's a Sodok Council officer, Sodok Resident Involvement Officer. Yeah, she has been working with me for the past 4 weeks now. And Jenny as well from Blackfara Settlement. I thank everyone. I thank Blackfara Settlement for this project, the youth project. There's a lot of charity organization that you youth, you can go, they are doing a lot of projects for the youth. Today, they are launching booths, which one of the Blackfara Settlement projects. Thank you very much, everyone. Let's make this day a day to remember. We shall be here again next year. In Woo. Jesus' name.
Amen.
I don't have much to say. Since I lost David, I was totally sad, and I can't describe how I felt when I lost David. And up to this moment, I'm just trying to get myself together because he's such a wonderful boy. And I have to thank everyone for coming, and I have to thank all the neighbors and everyone. Father Ray, I thank you so much. And if not the people that support, I don't know where I will be today. And I thank God for everything as well. I don't have much to say, but I have to say thank you for coming.